Welcome back to Soul Tone Sessions. We know y'all missed us.
Oh yeah.
Yes, it is.
We back, y'all.
We are back for another episode. We back in Korea. We all just came back from the States. We were all visiting. I was on vacation. Delia.
I was back in the States for my sister's graduation.
And Jess.
And I was there for my brother's wedding.
Yeah, so it turns out we were all in America at the same time doing different events. We've all recently come back to Korea within the past few weeks or so.
Yeah.
And we got fresh perspective. I'm dealing with a little jet lag still. I mean, we got some stuff to talk about.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's talk about it.
Okay, Jess, so tell us how your trip was and what that coming back is like.
I probably shouldn't have started with Jess.
Okay. Well, I went for my baby bro's wedding. Shout out to my baby bro.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Tate.
So,
it's a solid family.
My family's really close, and we always have been. So whenever I come to town, it's just like, okay, reunion. Like, we all get together at my parents' house. We eat, we drink, we laugh, like, nonstop.
Yeah.
So I was really excited to go home because, you know, I've been working. Like, things have been kind of crazy in Seoul. So it's nice to just get out of the country, get some fresh air, get some greenery around me, have a couple cookouts. Like, we just had a good time. And it was Mother's Day, like, while we were home, right? So it was nice to spend time with my mom, like, you know, celebrate her. It was just a really good trip. It was, like, a lot more fun-filled and packed than I thought. I was like, dang, I thought I was going to be sleeping for 10 days.
Didn't happen.
But it's worth it. Like, when family's together, you just don't even think about that, you know? Like, you just want to spend as much quality time together as you can. So, yeah, it was really... I think it was, like, a... kind of like a next step for our family, because like, okay, the youngest is getting married, like, he, you know, he's established now in his life, and so I think it kind of hit everybody, but like, dang, like, our family is kind of like at another level now, like,
you got new members,
yeah,
it's bigger than it used to be.
That's cool. It's great to see, like, my nieces and nephews are basically grown now, you know, like, just to come back and, like, see everybody again and, like, see how good everybody's doing for themselves. It was really...
What's that emotion when you watch, like, your brother take his bride? Because I know you had been standing up there. I saw the pictures, you and that pictress, looking fly. But I can't imagine, like, what that is to see your younger brother become a husband.
Yeah.
Like, what is that emotion?
I think I was just so proud. I think I was the only one who didn't cry at the wedding. Like, everybody was just a mess.
Aww.
But for me, I don't know, I wasn't, like, teary, weepy emotional, but it was still emotional for me. It was like, man, like... this my bro, like, we joke around, like, people call us twins, like, we're really, really close, right? And so to watch him, especially throughout his 20s, just like the man that he's become, he's well educated, he works hard, he's established, and then to see him, like, choose a bride that was, like, such a great fit for him, I was like, dang, I'm so proud of this man. I'm so proud.
So now you got two brothers, you got two sisters now.
Yeah.
What's that like? How do you feel? Like, what's that relationship like?
I think the Lord knew that he had to give me sisters when I was grown. He had to wait. No, I think it's cool because, yeah, growing up with brothers, it was just kind of like, I had that aspect where it's more like rough and tumble.
Yeah.
You know? Like, but now as an adult, like being a woman myself and then being able to connect with my sisters-in-law.
Sisters-in-laws.
I mean, I call them my sisters, like, just being able to connect with my sisters, you know, and, like, to have them be a part of the family is really cool.
That's really nice. I used to make jokes all the time about how it's very obvious you grew up with only boys because the stuff that you say, I'm like, I grew up with only girls. So she would come at me and be like, get off my balls. I'm like, what? I'm so offended. But it's nice that at this life stage things may get a little softer.
I don't know.
I feel like it's already, I feel like it's already ingrained.
I'm too far gone.
It's cool.
I mean, see, you were home for a celebration too. Like, how was it watching your sister graduate?
Right.
Yo, my sister is my women crush, like, every day.
Yeah.
Like, because my sister is phenomenal.
She does
everything. Yeah. Like, she's an athlete, she's a musician, she's an educator, she's an activist. She does it all, and she does it all well.
Yeah.
And so to watch her, first of all, go to an Ivy League graduate school, because she went to Teachers College, Columbia, got her master's degree in education. At the same time, she's a power lifter, and she's going to these competitions and killing it at these competitions. She's a musician, so she's writing music. So I went home for a weekend. I was home for 4 days, which is ridiculously quick.
I mean,
so like it was
short.
go. Yeah. I didn't sleep much at all.
Was it 4 days including the travel time? Because it's like a day.
So I left Korea on Friday afternoon, and I came back to Korea Wednesday morning.
No.
Yeah, like it was.
You just don't sleep.
I didn't sleep at all. It was very quick. But within that weekend, my sister had her graduation and she had a show. So she performed at this like lounge bar in New York City, a mixture of her own work, her own music that she's written, and covers that she does, and killed it on piano and guitar. So like she starts off on the piano, she's playing, and then she switches it up on everybody, grabs her guitar and starts playing. And our whole family is very close as well, you know, and so my cousins came out, my aunts and uncles came out, like my aunt and uncle from Texas flew out, you know, to spend time with their family, but then also to be there for my sister as well. And so there were like 12 of us deep in this place watching my sister perform, and then the next morning going to, you know, celebrate her and her graduation as a master's in education. Like,
that's insane.
I love it.
She's incredible, you know what I mean? And I was like, I was just really happy that I was able to be there to see her, to support her, to love on her. And so that's what the whole weekend was. The weekend was just me being able to be there for my sister. I also got a chance to go down to New Jersey and be at my best friend's baby shower, because my best friend's pregnant, her baby's due in a couple months. And so then I, you know, took a quick trip, drove a couple of hours down to Jersey, got to be there for her baby shower, drove back up to New York to see my sister play. And so it was just this like full weekend of just me being able to spend time with the people that I love, you know, and like where my heart is. And so that was great, you know, like just having that time. Finally got my dad to see Black Panther. Dad, I'm talking to you. It took him 3 months
to see. Like,
finally,
now
Dad.
Finally got him to see
Black Panther.
It's still short in theaters, though.
In some places, yeah. But that was cool, you know, to be able to like experience that with him and just kind of watch it with my family in the living room, watch my little brothers watch it again, because they'd already seen it, but watch them watch it again and watch their reactions to the things that are happening on screen, you know, and like they're
with
walking
family.
Around, yeah, like in their Black Panther, you know, costumes, like they're just,
this has to be a different element. But what do you think, like, how would you describe that emotion watching little Black boys that are family see something that they could aspire to?
It's hard to describe, but it, like, it's magical in a way, but it's also very, it's like a dream come true, you know what I mean? Like, it's a dream that you didn't even really know you needed, that comes to like life, you know, like watching my little brother sit there watching this Black superhero on screen, and one of them, like, he gets it, he's only 7, but he understands what's going on. He understands the Killmonger character, he understands the Black Panther character, and he's sitting there, and like at one point, like, he starts to cry, and so, you know, like, he hops on my lap, and I'm just like, it's okay, babe, you know, because he's crying because he's emotional about what he sees and understands in the film. And that was just real. It was a really great moment to have in my living room with my family watching this film and just spend time with them, you know, like,
being out here,
you miss that a lot, you know, and so being able to just go home, and that's why I didn't sleep, because I was like, I don't want to waste my time sleeping when I could be spending it with my family, because I only had 4 days.
Yeah,
I was like, I need to make the best of whatever time I have.
Yeah.
And so it was just great. It was great to be able to be home, to see the people that I love, and to just get in all, like, to just refill my love tank in that way.
Yeah.
You know, it was awesome.
You know, I love, like, hearing you talk about your sister. So Dee's sister came to Korea, and we got to meet her. And so, like, meeting your sister made you make sense. I mean, you're going on and on about her and how she performs and she's educated, but you're the same. Like, you guys are very similar in that way. And, like, you wear multiple hats and like you're good at what you do in all these different.
Did you just get off the stage last night?
Yes, she did. Just get off the hard rock
last night at the Hard Rock. Shout out to Sonia Maria.
Sonia, don't listen to that podcast.
Yeah. So I mean, your fan, it makes sense. Like that's your family. That's the stock that you come from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so to see that in your sibling, and then to hear you talk about your family is like really cool.
I love them. You know, I do. I love y'all. You know.
So how did it feel when you came back, though? Because it's a quick turnaround. You're jet lagged the whole time. You're sleep deprived.
Yeah. I mean, you know, so over the last 6 years, going home and coming back wasn't really ever an issue for me. Like, I always felt like I was going home to come home. I was leaving home to go home. You know, that's just kind of how it felt.
That's a good way to describe it.
And coming back, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't hard to come back, but it was like, I can't do this again. That's kind of how I felt. Like, it wasn't hard. Like, when I came back, I was like, okay, I'm coming back, and I got some stuff to take care of here. I got some stuff to do here. But I was like, this, I'm not going to make this trip again. You know, in terms of, like,
leaving
my family for this long, for this extended period of time.
How long had it been when you were there?
I haven't seen my dad, my stepmom, and my little brothers in 2 years. Like, I saw my, my sister and my other brother last summer, but I hadn't seen my dad in 2 years.
How long had it been for you? Like, what's your average time between, like, home and
your dad? I go home about, like, once a year, and I feel the same way that Dee. Like, I text you guys, I was like, I'm not doing that trip again.
Right,
like,
yeah, you said this could be the last time.
This could be the last time. I'm done.
Yeah, I realize that I cannot, for my soul, I cannot go that long without seeing my father. I just can't. Like, shoot, I'm going to start crying.
Yep.
Dang it. We going to cut this part out.
No, we're not. It's real.
When he picked me up from the airport, watching him, my dad is so my dad. Like, in his jeans and his little jacket. And his coffee, his Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and just seeing that smile on his face when I came out the security gate, and him grab my bag and hug me and kiss me, even though security guard is like, sir, you can't stay in here.
Right.
He's like, dude, this is my daughter. You got to give me a minute so I can kiss my girl, and then we'll leave. Like, seeing that smile, and it's every time. Every time he picks me up, he lights up like that, and I was like, I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
I'm not. I am not going this long without seeing my father.
Yeah.
How was your trip, though? Because you had a bit of a extended vacation compared to ours.
Yeah.
4 days.
A week and a half.
I've been there for like 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
I had a lot to do. I had to do research for a startup, so I had to meet people, and my mom was like, all right, this is what you're doing, and I'm doing it with you. That felt really sweet. So me and my mom were going to these meetings together, and she was just very present for this investment I was making into my future, which is weird.
Shout out to Miss Kim.
Yes. Hey, Miss Kim.
Hey.
But yeah, so that was the first thing, is sharing that with my mom, and my mom just being in on it. We sat down in the living room and had like a web design day, and my sister woke up and she saw that we were designing websites, so she grabs her computer and we like sit there and we sync our computers and we're like designing websites together with like the big tutorial on the screen. It was really beautiful because I felt like, oh, I don't have to build my life on my own.
Yeah.
Like, that's what family does. So I think we talk about living in Korea a lot to our audience, and I think this is the other side of it. Like, we love our lives here, we love the journey, but there are years between when we actually connect to our families, when we connect to our nation, when we connect to our roots.
I don't know, I think I just really enjoy, I've loved being here, and I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, like, I've loved being here, you know, and I would stay. Like, I don't have a problem staying in Korea. Like, I would stay, you know, but it's just not time for me to stay anymore. You know, my time here is up, because there are other things that I want to pursue that I can't do here, you know, but that doesn't mean that my love for this place has gone any less, you know, for me personally. But going back home has its own level of anxiety and nervousness and fears, even though you're going back with family and you're going back to be home and, like, you know, in that intimate circle that you knew.
Yeah.
So much has changed.
They've changed,
you've changed. And so it's like trying to figure out how to balance all that once you get back.
Yeah.
Well, for our listeners, you now know that Delia and I will be departing Korea. It's kind of out there now.
It's out there. out there now.
But that's, yeah, kind of our big announcement to our listeners.
Yes.
That
So Tong will be
although
back.
Although we've come to the end of the road.
You better sing. So we did pre-plan. We decided that 15 episodes was a good number for So Tong. It was enough time for us to talk about this experience, to help kind of put some information out there.
Yeah.
To connect.
It's so bittersweet.
It's a bittersweet thing.
It is.
Man, even while we were on vacation, we were like, yo, I want to talk about this, I want to talk about that. We were coming
There's
up with
so
more
much
episodes.
Stuff. I mean, so much. You know, if we had unlimited time,
we would continue.
Somebody asked us the other day, you know, is there anybody you could pass the torch to?
Yeah, who could carry it?
Like, wait a minute.
No.
You know what our name is.
You know, so apologies to our listeners, you know, that this will be coming to an end. But we hope you guys have enjoyed,
yes.
You know,
this
just kind of a little piece of our world, a little piece of our lives, you know, and kind of what we've been able to share with you guys. We really,
definitely.
Really hope you guys have enjoyed it thus far.
And found it informational. I remember we got comments from people who had just moved to Korea, especially like black women.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure it out. So hopefully we've been able to kind of shed some light on some things with the experience that we've had here. As well as a lot of laughter.
Right.
It's what we do best. Yeah, definitely. So we got two more episodes. What y'all need to do is go back, listen to all the episodes.
That's right.
Stay tuned for these next few because they're going to be kind of lit. We got some things that need to be said.
Yes.
We just want to say a big thank you.
Yes.
You guys
thank
have been
you.
Amazing,
yeah.
Encouraging, and all of that.
Right.
You guys have been amazing. So stay tuned for our last few episodes. And until next time.
Talk to y'all later.